And joining us from Duluth Weather Service down there and is our meteorologist friend, Carol Christensen. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, Carol, we did sound like we dire warnings yesterday about terrible weather and ice and that kind of stuff, but I understand you're going to get it and I'm not.
Right. You're going to get snow up in the Minnesota Arrowhead, while down here in the Banana Belt, we're going to have a mixture of rain, freezing rain, and then changing to snow.
Ooh. Well, listen, just as a point of information, I know that you guys just don't, you know, wet your finger and stick it up in the air for these kind of predictions, and you've got computer models and that kind of stuff, but Mother Nature doesn't always cooperate, does she?
Not at all, as we've noticed.
Yeah, right.
We have a number of computer models that try to model the atmosphere as best as possible and take it out into the future, and we use those to help us make a forecast. And based on the computer models and our own experience and what's going on in the weather world at the moment, we make a forecast. And any deviation of a low track or other factors can change and bust our forecast, but, you know, make it not quite as accurate as we would like.
Well, I noticed that in that snow forecast that we read earlier in the program, we're talking figures that I don't often hear from the National Weather Service, 60 to 80%, 80 to 90%. That's pretty bold.
Well, it's going to happen.
Okay.
It's going to precipitate. The problem is how much and what type. And usually this time of year, we don't really have to worry about precipitation type. It usually comes down as snow. But with warm air aloft, it's more tricky.
How do you get those percentage figures? I think you and I talked about that once before, but refresh my memory. What does it actually mean to say 60 to 80% chance?
What it means is that where you are standing, there's a 60% chance you're going to get wet. Or you can take a look at it this way. For a specific area, let's say Cook County, mm-hmm. 60% of that area will have measurable precipitation.
Oh, okay. Okay, so 60% of the area could get that kind of precipitation.
Right, which means 40% won't.
Won't. Good math. Okay. Well, let's hope that you survive. I know you're not a big fan of this kind of weather coming up, but I hope you guys are okay in Duluth and not too much slipping and sliding around for the holiday shopping. And we'll look forward to snow. About how much were you thinking of? For
three
up
to five for
three
you.
Three to five.
Yeah, it's going to be the wet stuff, too, because it's going to be warm.
Yeah.
30-ish, so it's...
Uh-oh.
The hard could be the slip and slide type of snow.
And the hard stuff to move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Carol Christensen, meteorologist, that's a hard word to say, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thanks for taking time to update us and alleviate some of our fears about the upcoming weather, and good luck with yours.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.